Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip. Friday, the 19th of March, last day of Cheltenham. It's going okay. Interesting. You lot, I could lose my shit today. I'm not gonna lie. I woke up in a good mood, but it's gone spiraling downhill. Interesting message after day two. The basic premise of which I talked to this with Dave on the night, that if I have a load of money, why am I only sort of staking 40, 50 quids? Why don't I stake more? Well, that's why I have a fucking load of money, you fucking numbskull. Honestly, fucking shit for brains. Over the course of those first 2 days, I don't know, I don't, what fucking annoys me these days, I don't know who it is. Over the course of those first 2 days, I laid out 2,060 quid. Yesterday I laid out another 1,050 quid. So I've laid out just over 3,100 quid to be 715 quid up. I'm probably going to lay out another grand today. So basically, if I got nothing back, I'd have sat on my ass watching racing and done 4 grand. And I was sitting watching TV having a couple of Guinnesses yesterday. And I've got to justify that to myself and Sam, not to some fucking arsehole on Telegram. Fucking dickhead, some people. Absolute fuck off. If I knew what was going to fucking win, of course I'd have fucking more on you, fucking moron. Fucking idiots. Honestly, I'm fucking losing my will to live with mankind at the minute. Fucking bellends. Why didn't you have more? I thought you had a load of money. Why are you earning 40 quid, 50 quids on? Fucking hell. Fucking pricks. So we had a good day yesterday, though, on Zoom. Sorry if the kids are listening, anyone. Good day yesterday, though, on the Zoom. Some racing fun. Afternoon of Guinness drinking. Hurled some abuse at people. I gave out over £600 in free bets. There you go. Fuck you. Through the afternoon. People on their mind couldn't pick a winner amongst them. Absolutely dreadful. Shambolic clerical work from Kerry Blaber. I mean, I'll do the secretary bit. Disappeared for half the afternoon. We did get to watch a real tennis ball being made, not a tennis ball, a real tennis, you know, the older game. Didn't know they had solid insides. Old little Kerry's husband, Scott, was sitting sewing them together while watching the racing. We learnt the betting limit in Guernsey is £2 in the place market. We learnt that Dan Lyon's wife can cook a nice meal. Stephen Humphreys was flying a jet plane through the afternoon. It was a good solid afternoon. Apologies, I didn't give everybody a free bet. I think there was a couple put out that I didn't, but I think I was fairly generous through the afternoon. Kids and dogs were winning the day, I'm not going to lie. Wasn't that Bella cute? Wasn't those of you in that room, wasn't that Bella cute? Unbelievable. But if you're offended that you didn't get a free bet, then fuck off. I'm not even going to bother apologising. But yeah, on the blog we're 715 quid up going into day four. It's a week I just like to survive. I love watching it. I want to have a bet, more for interest. I'm happy to throw a couple of grand at it. I want to survive. I don't want to fucking. I'd sit here Saturday if I'd done 4 grand. Think, what am I doing? It's a nice holiday that is. Amiga watch. Right, let's do the preview. Last one before the international break. Limited EPL games as some teams in the FA Cup, but the dregs are playing. I went to bed last night. Honestly, a good day. Really enjoyed the afternoon. Cracking fun. You guys, brilliant in the Zoom. Absolute. We had a good laugh. I think those in there enjoyed it. Good 2, 3 hours, whatever we were in there. And then obviously I turned that off and watched the football. And I went to bed last night, thought I am not going to lose my shit over Tottenham. I'm sick of it. They're driving me mad. And then I got up this morning. Betfair have been fucking about with a turkey game numerous times. So I then eventually got that fixed. And then I did everything. And then somebody emailed me and said, you know, Ireland starts today. And the FDD guys had missed Ireland off. Hadn't set it as a new season. So I had to fucking do everything again. So I was fucking fuming. And while I was getting fuming, because obviously Friday's a busy day, it happens on a Wednesday, not so bad, but on a Friday when I'm trying to do everything else, as I'm sitting there getting fucking annoyed, then the visions of last night are coming back to me. So let's do Spurs Villa in the preview. It's fucking simple, back Villa. It's absolutely fucking plain sailing, lump on. How the fuck anybody on the planet can make Spurs favourites in this game is fucking deranged. When we say Betfair's right, they are fucking deranged if you think Spurs should be favourites in this game. I'm fuming at it. And not because I'm being proved right by results, but just at the absolute fucking state of it. Spurs fans accepting it, limping along as if this is all okay. Not being funny, people like Suggsy, love you dearly, Suggsy, but you putting us in brackets with Chelsea and United. We don't deserve to be mentioned in the same fucking breath as these teams. One's beating Atletico Madrid doing a masterclass. The other, what, United, unbeaten away in 20-odd games, go to the San Siro and win. We can't fuck. We have 2-0 up against the fucking Croatian fucking equivalent of Plymouth Argyle and get turned over. It's a fucking joke. Even the captains come out and said we're a disgrace, and people like Suggsy going around, oh no, we're alright, we're not too far away, we're not that much better. We're fucking shite. It's embarrassing. We shouldn't even be calling ourselves a big club. We're not a big club. We're fucking garbage. We are absolute, sorry, that's Cheltenham info coming through on my phone. We're just shit. We're a fucking joke of a club. Honestly, it's just fucking ridiculous. We aren't a big club. We went a year without winning an away game. We've not beat a team above us since fucking colour TV. We won a double 60 years ago that barely a Spurs fan's alive to remember. Haven't been in an FA Cup final for 30 years. We've won one Carabao Cup in the 21st century. So fucking Birmingham City. We claim we're better than Arsenal. We've won twice at their ground in 35 years. We're a shit fest of a football club. We're a fucking joke. Honestly, we're fucking trying to pretend we're something we're not. No disrespect to Newcastle, but we're like you. You think you're a big club. You're fucking not. We're not. We have no right to call ourselves better than West Ham, Southampton. We're shit. We might have a nice big fucking shiny stadium full of tourists, but we're shit. Comparing us to Chelsea and Man U, you're either fucking one, mentally impaired, two, know absolutely fuck all about football, or three, delusional, which fucking puts you back in bracket one as mentally impaired, to be honest. It's the worst Spurs setup I've fucking witnessed this, genuinely. People say, what about the night? This is the worst Spurs setup I've witnessed. Jose may well be his best. I did want him because I wanted a winner. I thought that might be the ingredient we need. He may well be past his best. But you could get fucking Pep Guardiola in tomorrow. It wouldn't change. Spurs fans are as much to blame. They're running along in this delusional fucking state of nonsense. Paying the most money in the world to watch this shit. I know there's no crowds at the minute, but it's the most expensive football in the world to watch. And see the likes of Winks, Sissoko, Deer, Davis, Lamella, Lo Celso, Sanchez. I could fucking go on and on. And rather than call them out for what they are, they're sitting there going, oh, Winks is the future of English football. Deer's a good defender. He's just having a bad spell. They're fucking shite. Dreadful. Jose doesn't fucking pick Dyer. Even Sanchez gets in front of Dyer. And Sanchez is a cabbage. You just see them two fucking tossing a coin up on a Friday. You play this week. You go and make the fuck up this week. Make sure you make the clumsy old challenge that gives the penalty away. Don't get me started. The boys tweeting me yesterday. That fucking fraud, big nose, fucking fraud, Southgate. Dyer gets in the England squad. What the fuck's all that about? What is all that about? Fucking that thing when Spurs played a few weeks ago and Roy Keane and Jamie Redknapp had a spat before the game. It was all over news, social media, on Sky. Jamie going on, they're good players, they're internationals. And Roy Keane said, well, you don't need to be that good these days to be an international. You fucking trap the ball, you become an international or something like that, he said. He's fucking bang on. People don't like Roy Keane. The one thing, he might not like the way he does it. He's absolutely bang on. For me, he's one of the most knowledgeable on there. He knows the game inside out, and he fucking talks it as it is, and people don't like it, think he does it. It's a fucking fact. If you have watched Eric Dyer play football for the last 2 years and think he's worth a fucking England cap, it's bollocks. You don't need to even be able to trap a ball to play for England. You've got to have some sort of fucking kiss the big fraud's ass or something. I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous. You need locking in a padded room if you think, with away from sharp objects, if you think he gets in the fucking England team. He's fucking shit. I mean, how does Dyer get in a squad that Trent Alexander-Arnold can't get in? I know it's a different position, but fuck off. Honestly, he is the worst England manager there's ever been. I'm telling you that. The worst England manager there's ever been, and that is a crown that takes some doing when you've had the likes of Hodgson, Allardyce, Steve McClaren in recent times, going back, Ron Greenwood, the people we've had. The guy's a fucking joke. Absolute fucking joke. Where was I? I fucking forgot. Can't remember. I went on one then, didn't I? I can't genuinely lost my place. I've lost what I was doing. What was Spurs? Yeah, Spurs Villa. Spurs Villa. Every fucking Spurs fan, stop fucking about. We shouldn't be writhing around in this fucking delusional bollocks. Everyone should write a fucking proper letter, handwritten letter, to Daniel fucking Blofeld Levy, ask him to either fuck off or explain why the fuck we pay fortunes to endure this complete and utter shite that is regurgitated week in, week out. So, bottom line, back Villa. Spurs are complete shit. And Villa, if you can't beat them, you might as well pack up and fold yourselves off. Spurs favourites, do me a fucking favour. If anyone thinks that those performances against Arsenal and last night are one-offs that get fixed soon, get yourself down the fucking loony bin. I've told you for 3 years they are shit. They are fucking shit. Fluking that Champions League final appearance, which it was. It was a fucking fluke. Lucky against City. Miracle against Ajax. Just one in a million. It's one of the worst things that happens to the club. People think they're fucking brilliant. Spurs will be mid-table shite for many years ahead. Back Villa. Fucking easy. Right, that's that one done. There, that was a short preview. There, Villa, Spurs, back Villa. Leeds v Fulham. Ah, dear. Wasn't that a bit of fun? Eh? Fucking hell. Honestly, I can't. I'm losing the will to live. Leeds v Fulham. Leeds... fucking hell, I'm a shambles. Leeds played three against... Leeds have played three bottom teams away. Fuck me, what am I doing? Leeds have played three bottom six teams away so far, and to be fair to them, Tom Hill, they've won all three. Beat Geordies, West Brom and Sheffield United. Fulham, the last 12 home games to mid-table teams have only won two, drawn three, lost seven. Fulham have been getting better. But for me, they're too short here. I'm not going to have a bet, but if somebody was forcing me, I wouldn't be back in Leeds. It's just not in my DNA. But I would be, I think, a lay of Fulham. Lay of Fulham at the price is the play here. Yeah, they're making themselves tough to beat, but they're not winning games, and I would be laying Fulham. Brighton versus Newcastle. Crap versus crap. Lay Brighton. Can't have them. I know they beat Southampton, who are shite. Got that one wrong, admittedly, but I can't have Brighton odds on against anybody. Newcastle are poor, but they have drawn their last three away. I just cannot have Brighton odds on. Saints are desperate. Brighton did beat them. Newcastle have been desperate. Brighton may beat them, but I cannot have Brighton odds on. Put it in the bin. Lay Brighton every week. West Ham Arsenal, intriguing game this one. I'm surprised neither of them was in the cup, really. I don't really follow the FA Cup results. I can't remember who knocked out. I think United beat West Ham, didn't they? Don't know who knocked Arsenal out. It's an intriguing game this one. Arsenal are favourites at 2.6, the draw 3.65, and the Hammers 2.92. I'll be honest, fucking not going to hear me saying this often, but I think people are underestimating West Ham here. Moyes has won 5 of 11 as West Ham manager against mid-table teams. Drawn 3, lost 3. Obviously, some of those are back in that first period. Arteta's only won 2 of 7 away at teams above him. One of those was Wolves back end of last season. I just think Hammers are big here. I wouldn't surprise me if Arsenal won, as they are getting better. Definitely. Arsenal are definitely improving as a football team. But on numbers and the prices available in the market, I would have to back West Ham here. I'm telling you now, Moyes will cement this club exactly as he did with Everton. He will cement them as a tough-to-beat top 5-7 outfit. I don't think Arsenal will find this game easy at all. I think you've got, at the prices, I just think you've got to back West Ham. It's not one of those saying they'll win. I just think at 2.92, I just think they're huge. I think they're a massive price for the form they're in. And the way they're playing this current period. So that's it. There is only the four games. So it's back Villa, lay Fulham, lay Brighton, and back West Ham. That's it. I've done a couple of other games just because we haven't got much Premier League. So Betis versus Levante in Spain. I like Betis here. Pellegrini's
good manager. He's improving them. Levante have won only 4 of 25 away to top 6 sides. Betis looking more solid, vastly improved. I also like goals here. So I think back Betis. 17 of those 25 away games to the top 6, Levante have gone over 2.5. Only ever been 1-0-0. The price currently 1.8x, I think it was 1.86 or 7 when I look for over 2.5. So one where I think let the game get going and then back over 2.5 when the price is 2.0 upwards and trade from there. But I do like Betis to win, and I like goals. You may see, you know, a 2-1, 3-1 type win. Betis versus Levante. Atletico Bilbao versus Eibar. Eibar have only won 2 away since 2018 against this level of opposition. Bilbao this year have only lost to Barcelona at home, 3-2. And steadily improving again. I think they got off to a slow start, but they're improving now. They've won 16 of 27 against bottom 6. They're just too big here at 1.84. So Atletico Bilbao 1.84 for me is too big. And then in Germany, Hoffenheim versus Mainz, whatever you want to call them. Hoffenheim having a bad season comparatively to past seasons. But they still are, when you look at their record, they're flat track bullies against bottom 6 sides, won 12 of 16. Mainz did have a good win against Gladbach, but Gladbach are on the decline since their start of the season. And other than that, their form in these type of games is piss poor. So for me, Hoffenheim are too big at 2.02. So 3 home wins in. Oh, can't back home wins. COVID. We can't back home wins. But Betis, Bilbao and Hoffenheim, 3 bets I like. That's it. I'll be back tomorrow with some weekend trades and goal markets. Enjoy the last day of Cheltenham. I'm sorry I'm not having enough on for you. The old fruit. I tell you what, you text me and tell me what I should have on. Fucking idiots. Honestly, the world is full of fucking morons. It's how we end up with people like Boris Johnson as fucking Prime Minister. Fucking dickheads. Right, have a lovely little, what is it, Friday. I'm back, guys. I'm back. We're going to see some. I'm holding no fucking bars back now. I've been quite reserved on the pod, not had any meltdowns. I'm going to fucking let rip over the neck. I've had lots of things I've kept on the back burner. I thought, oh, calm it down a bit. Keep it calm. I'm going to fucking let rip over this international break because we're not going to have a lot of football to talk about. I'm going to fucking tear into a few people. Absolute fucking numbskulls. And Suggsy, fuck off with your Spurs are up there with United and Chelsea. It's fucking nonsense, honestly, and you know it. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely... Oh, the dog's choking. Oh, no, she's all right. Have a lovely Friday. I'll be back with you tomorrow.